From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Standing in front of large pieces of debris, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told a news conference at a military base in Washington, D.C., that the U.S. has undeniable evidence that Iran is illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of a pattern of bad behavior in the region.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
Haley said the pieces were from a short-range missile recently fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen into Saudi Arabia that struck a civilian airport. Calling the evidence undeniable, she said the weapons might have well had Made in Iran stickers all over them. Iran's UN mission put out a statement immediately after Haley's comments, dismissing the allegations as unfounded and irresponsible. An Islamic extremist suicide bomber killed at least several people at a police academy in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Thursday. Somali's deputy police commander, Mukhtar Hussein Afrad, said police were preparing for the 74th anniversary of Police Day, and as they wanted to start the exercise, a suicide bomber came in and blew up himself. Afra said 18 police officers were killed and 15 were injured. Somalia's al-Shabaab